So, do you have a vendor list?
Oh, yeah.
So, we have someone who got a listing this past week because she stayed in touch with this guy. And he had called maybe 4 months ago, maybe longer, and said, "Where's my title stuff? I'm doing my taxes and I need to get my title, whatever." So, they had a conversation quite recently. And then she has just stayed in touch. She knew exactly who to talk to, who her title people were, where to find the information that he wanted. Anyway, what came out as a parade of techniques is, do you have a vendor list? Do you have a carpenter, a painter, a window repair guy? Do you have someone that you recommend for roofing, for every single thing, wallpaper, everything? And staying in touch with those people who can give you leads. And also being able to refer them leads because people do ask us. That's what being in real estate is all about. Being that full service person that can help connect people that need something done with the right people to do it, right?
What were the three things that we've been saying real estate agents have to do to survive and flourish?
Well, build relationship.
Build that book of business, close personal relationships, have an exit strategy. Like that's why you're building a business. But what was the third thing? It was called one-stop shopping. And that's what that vendor list is partly about, is your clients are going to come to you with other needs. Do you have a mover? Do you have go-to guys and people that they can go to and don't have to wander around looking on their own? That's a one-stop shopping concept.
Well, then there's four things because it's build skill,
No,
right? Because if you
that
got to
won't
know
hurt.
dialogues right now. I mean, more than ever
I
before, you got to know dialogue. So, all right, you have a parade of techniques,
do.
I
Oh,
hope.
that's right. This was really a smart question.
Okay.
It's what do
How
you.
can it be a question? It's a parade.
Because it turned into a sir,
No, brother.
this is a parade of techniques. The question was, what was the smartest or best thing you did in the first quarter, and what are you going to do in the second quarter a little bit differently?
Awesome.
So every 90 days, every quarter, that's a good time to look back over your business and pick something that really worked and say, what was it about this thing that worked and how much did it cost? What kind of return did I
Should I
get?
do it again? When
Yeah.
am I going to do it again?
And then look at the quarter coming up and turn the page. Give yourself a clean slate, a fresh start. That's why halfway
Kind of good
through,
at that. You do that really well at your business, hon.
thank you. And that's why at the halfway point, we fly up in the air and take a look at our progress toward the goal. And is it still motivating me? And if the answer is yes, go for it. If not, you can modify your goals. You know that. So that was what I thought was, what was the best thing you did the first quarter?
Are you asking me personally?
I am.
Oh, I think it was dedicate. Are we talking about business? Because for me,
Yeah.
it was, oh, business. Well, separating personal from business, I think I'm really, really good at that. And we had some great personal time, great family time. So it probably helped me focus more on business time when I wasn't doing the family time. Get it all done because someone's coming to visit for 4 days, you know?
Yep. For me, it was the video boot camp.
Oh, well. Yeah.
Yeah, really focusing on
Oh, yeah.
getting over the suck, you know,
That's
because
how we ended up with this.
I
But
know.
let's keep it rocking here, man.
All right, what's your parade of techniques?
I already gave you my parade of techniques. It's now time for me to give you my Ask the Experts
Is it?
question.
What was your parade of techniques? I forget.
Vendor list.
Oh, that's right. One-stop shopping.
Yeah, could you
How
forget your
soon we
comments,
forget.
comments? All right, so Ask the Experts question was, all right, most of my business comes from relationships. Like almost all my business is referred to me, or it's a past client that calls me, or I call them. But if I'm going to grow, I feel like I need a new niche. I need to develop a new source of business. You know, you and I were on a campaign with this back at Business Breakthrough in last November, advising people where to find a new niche. So you maybe heard some of these ideas, but this is what came out of the group. So first, develop a geographic farm. Second person kind of piggybacked on that and said, become the neighborhood expert in that geographic farm. Maybe it's your neighborhood. Maybe it's a neighborhood you'd like to move to. Maybe it's an upscale. This is another way it kind of cross-referenced with someone else's question, how do I increase my average sale price? Well, there is a way. But this person also mentioned YouTube videos, you know, using posts regularly that feature parts and components of the neighborhood, a local store, a grocery, something going on in the neighborhood. This person said, work expireds, low-hanging fruit. Next, absentee owners. And that would be investors, people that vacation, people that are seasonal, people that are downsizing. And then we got this one. So what do you think of this idea? What if you found something you loved to do and you built your marriage or personal life, you know, like, because sometimes real estate can just take over everything. So if I'm going to add something that is not currently in my business, in my life, I'm going to add a niche, right? What if it was something that my spouse and I, or my partner and I, or whatever my configuration is, my children and I, what if it was something we loved to do together? So join a bowling league, join a golfing league, buy a sailboat. What else was brought up? Go horseback riding. You know, whatever it is, what if it was something that you and your mate said, this would really be a neat thing to add to our business? And what if we worked it? You know, like, so you join a golf course and you start playing golf together, but then you meet other couples, for example, that do date night on Friday night too. And next thing you know, you got a mailing list and now you're mail call seeing those people. Isn't this a neat idea?
What is the fastest growing sport among all ages in America? Right.
You bet.
It's a very social thing.
So all those kinds of things, something you want to add to your life that you can call personal time, but that you're going to piggyback the work in. I think that's the way you build a niche and keep it going. Deepen relationships.
Okay.
Okay.
My number one goal is to make a decision.
It is? Well,
I've been invited to two BNI meetings.
Oh.
And invited to join a BNI.
Okay.
Now, there were eight people at each of the two meetings.
Ooh, those are small.
Yes.
No.
My question is it worth it?
Yeah.
To belong to a networking group that's chartered and follows rule books.
Okay.
Like BNI.
Yeah, right.
And the team was 50-50.
Really? I'm very surprised.
Yeah. One person said, it's kind of cult-like. Yeah, hello, what so are we?
Kind of depends on the group you join too, yeah. Though, maybe.
Somebody said, it's too expensive. You know, it's gotten to be close to $1,000 a year to belong.
How many transactions would you have to get per year to pay for that?
Right.
To have an ROI.
Someone else said, I got $28,000 worth of commissions from referrals from my BNI. Of course, I gave out $275,000 worth of commissions, but it always comes back to me. It's well worth it. So there was a real difference of opinion. Someone said, do it for a year and go all in. But here was the bottom line. A couple of people have taken their BNI group offline and do it themselves.
Hmm.
They started their own from the, excuse me, from the BNI group they were already in. So my advice was, well, go out and find 18 people. I think that's what you need for a charter.
Oh.
And
start
find the right 18 people who are willing to give referrals and will treat your referrals great and are willing to pay their dues and belong to the charter and show up on time and participate. And the question, well, how do I find that many people? Well, if you're going to start your own, that's what you have to do. You got to find the right people. Or go out and find a group that already exists, and that's BNI. So it was a mixed bag of opinion, but if you're not going to do all the work to start your own group, go join one, join a networking group because it's worth it.
Neat.
There you have it.
Let's build our businesses.